Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
It's Wednesday, the morning we speak with Michigan Radio's senior news analyst Jack Lessenberry about what's going on in state politics. Detroit teachers who have been staging sick-out protests have been calling for Detroit Public Schools emergency manager Darnell Early to step down. Before he was at DPS, he was the emergency manager in Flint. And this week, he refused to testify before a congressional committee about the Flint water crisis. And yesterday, he announced he would resign. What do you think of the timing of all this, Jack?
Well, it's probably overdue. He was certainly a distraction. The governor said it was of Early's own accord. I don't know if I completely believe that, frankly, but he definitely needed to go. I mean, there's two separate crises going on right now in Michigan. One is the schools and the other is Flint, and they need to be sort of separated. I think it's very puzzling that he isn't willing to testify before Congress. It's also sort of puzzling the governor hasn't been called to testify. But anyway, this sort of gets him out of the way of the separate issue of the schools.
Meanwhile, bills in Lansing are moving forward to stop teacher sick outs in Detroit. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, it makes about as much sense as shooting the messenger that brings you bad news. The legislature, I'm going to talk more about this at 1:30 today, they hate unions in general, and they hate teachers' unions in particular, and so they've drafted these draconian laws that would punish the teachers by, you know, firing them and harsh fines against them, and punish their unions for going on strike. It's, of course, it is illegal for teachers to strike in Michigan, but it's sort of been tolerated. There's been a lot of suburban districts where teachers have briefly gone out on strike. But this is more a desperate cry to draw attention to what's going on. And punishing the teachers, punishing the unions, is going to do absolutely nothing either to fix the condition of these buildings or prevent the schools from crashing as they run out of cash.
And as we mentioned before, testimony over Flint's water crisis starts today in Washington, D.C. What are we likely to hear, and what do you think will come out of the hearings?
Well, right now, all the attention on who's going to testify and who's not. The Democrats are indignant. They think for political reasons they're not calling Governor Snyder, who, of course, is a Republican, to testify. Congress, of course, as the Michigan legislature, is controlled by the Republican Party. There's also this issue of Darnell Early, who he says he is unwilling to testify. There's a great dispute about who knew what and who made the decision and who enforced the decision to turn the Flint water. Early, it happened when Early was emergency manager. There are a whole bunch, four or five different emergency managers in Flint. Apparently, it happened then, but the decision was made earlier. But the fact that he's unwilling to testify sort of automatically causes people to raise eyebrows. So I think there's going to be a whole lot of thrashing over who's going to testify before we know what they're going to say.
I was in Flint yesterday, and I was talking to a former Flint resident that was back in town helping his family and volunteering in the community because of Flint's water crisis. And he says there's a lot of focus right now on donating bottled water, but nothing's been done yet to fix the root of the problem, which is getting rid of the lead pipes. Meanwhile, Flint Mayor Karen Weaver announced a plan yesterday to replace some lead pipes in Flint, and Michigan Congresswoman Candace Miller is asking for more federal money to help pay for that. Do you think these proposals will go through?
Well, first of all, you know, Candace Miller is a conservative Republican, not known for big spending. She's proposing Congress cough up $1 billion to help Flint. I doubt that she would do that, frankly, if she wasn't about to leave office. She's not running for re-election. She may run for governor. It certainly looks good. It's very unlikely that Congress is going to come up with $1 billion for Flint. All sorts of numbers are thrown around, and I don't know that anybody knows for sure what the cost will be. These pipes certainly need to be replaced. They can't all be replaced at once. Not every pipe has lead in it in Flint. You have to have an assessment of the situation. Of course, as Michigan Radio has reported, in some cases we just have scrawls on stained index cards from the 1920s about what's there. So I think a whole lot of fact-finding needs to be done. And, of course, money needs to come from somewhere. People ask me all the time about sending bottled water. And on the Michigan Radio website, there's a nice handy primer for what you can do to help. People need more help than that. But this is a problem that's going to be with us for a long, long time and require a multi-part solution.
Yeah, we still need to get to the root of the cause. Thanks so much, Jack.
My pleasure.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst.